It's time for our reaction to season one, episode one of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Dean, we haven't seen or looked at a single minute of this show ever, have we?
Nah, honestly, I'm excited. I know nothing about this show at all. Nothing. So going in so blind, it's meant to be good. I just want laughter, Hendo. That's all I ask for.
I hope there is some laughter. I have heard that this is quite a funny show. Not too sure if it's an entire story going along or if it's episode by episode.
Episodic.
Yes, you episodic. Yeah, you could say that. You did say that.
I did.
Yeah, and like you, I am just hoping for some solid laughs in this show. So we'll find out very soon. All right, patrons, we're good to go. Count it down, Dean. Let's play away.
All right, 3, 2, 1. It's perfect. All right.
Big night, fellas.
I'm getting good at that. On a Thursday.
12:45 a.m. Okay.
So does that mean it's Wednesday night?
No. No, that's like Friday morning now.
12:45 on a Thursday is Wednesday night, just so you realise.
It said Thursday night, didn't it?
No, it said on a Thursday.
Oh, okay.
What is that supposed to
be? You know, I love you guys very much. Sometimes you're not that cool.
Sometimes.
Try to be cool.
Do you think she's cool?
I think she looks cooler when she's with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Whoa, we don't want any trouble.
Wow.
This is Terrell. From my acting class?
Not a good first start.
How's it going? It's going good. How are you doing?
Yeah, brush it off.
Oh, it seems really nice.
Great, great. Just closing up shop.
Yeah, he feels bad.
Guess you guys don't have too many brothers walking through here.
That obvious?
African American.
Yeah, all right.
You might know some of them.
Yeah, we're probably related.
No, I'm not implying that you were all related. I'm not implying that you guys are all related.
That's ridiculous.
You know what? Sweetie came in here just a second ago. And
right.
She started talking about acting class. And right. You know what? We weren't expecting you.
We weren't expecting you to be black. That's all.
Okay.
I mean, at least that's something honest they've said.
But just stop.
Yeah, just get that out of the way. Okay, so is this show going to be like 100% awkward humor, you reckon?
I hope so.
Well,
okay.
Good first scene. The gang gets racist.
Wow. They're just going to explain.
Charlie Day, heard of him. Don't know these people. Market Street. Mm. Who are the Eagles? Is that
the
football?
The Eagles.
Is that American football Eagles?
The Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah. Hockey?
In Philadelphia?
I don't know. It's not their basketball team.
No, it's not the 76ers, Hendo.
Yeah, I know. Patties.
Is one of them named Patty?
We'll find out.
You know what I mean? It's going to be brothers, white boys, Latinos, whatever. You know what I mean? You got niggas hanging from the rafters. You know what I'm talking about? So we got like 400 plus packed into this tiny little place.
Is he like,
he's like, did he just say that? Can I smile at that?
Damn right, I got 400. That's my job, man. And it's mostly college kids. You know, my sister goes to Temple, so I got the hookup over there.
Oh, and hookups are good. But just to be clear, when you say your sister, do you mean your sister or your
wife? Wow, that's all four from him. Is he like the worst?
Just let it go.
I mean my sister. Oh, okay, cool. I was just... Because he could mean his friend or his sister.
Just shut up.
This little bitty place up on Walnut, right? We're halfway through the night. Everything's going all right. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, I noticed this dude eyeballing me from across the bar.
Shit.
Right, and I don't know if this dude wants to freak me or fight me. You know what I'm saying?
He's giving you crazy eyes.
The insane, crazy eyes, right?
Crazy eyes,
of course.
I walk over to this guy, right? He's this big, cut Mexican dude. And I look at him, and I say to him, "Yo, essay. Unless you want to get your ass torn apart, you better get that look off your face."
No.
Wow.
You just walked.
Do you reckon that happened?
I had to, man. You gotta make.
I'll take his word for it for now.
Make the first move. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
So badass.
Well, what happened?
Well, hey, he won't stop staring me down, right? We're like eyeball to eyeball. His grill is right up in mine. It feels like an eternity, son, right? Finally,
he just
opens up his mouth and says, "I guess you're gonna have to throw my ass apart, Holmes."
What?
Oh, man. Well, so what'd you do?
Took him to the back alley. And I tore his ass apart.
No way. Oh, come on, what for? Having a look on his face?
Okay, I would
like, you wouldn't
understand.
I love that guy.
Back
alley, who does shit like that? It's like a movie.
All right, calm down. Don't get too excited. Right? There's something a little off about him.
Oh, bro, that's racist.
Dude, sit down, okay? Wait till the waitress comes out here, and then you can stare at her.
I wasn't gonna stare at her. I was just
you weren't gonna stare. You were. You wasn't gonna stare at her. You're totally obsessed with that chick.
No, I'm not obsessed. I like her, okay? I have a little bit of a crush, yes. But obsessed? That's a little bit of a harsh word.
Dude, it's never gonna happen.
Guys, listen. Honestly, I think we should think about hiring Terrell.
Why? For what?
You heard him. When he's promoting, everybody named Mama's looking to get in.
That's true. They do have niggers hanging from rafters.
Oh.
Nice.
No.
Oh,
I'm not Adolf Hitler.
I'll make sure to put lots of cream.
No,
in
I was quoting.
Oh,
great. Well, that's just great. Now she thinks I'm racist.
Dude, you just drop it. Listen, if Terrell delivers half of what he promises, we're looking at like 200 people.
Yeah, that's true.
It'd be nice to get some chicks in the bar.
Couldn't hurt.
All right, let's do it.
Do you think it's a true story, or do you think he's full of shit?
I think it's full of shit.
Charlie? It's a little ridiculous that you have no friends outside of your own race.
Did he say it's 2005?
It's a stupid plan. It's
not a stupid makes plan. Stupid plan. Since
this campus, wow, this show is old, eh?
Place to meet people of different cultures.
People of different cultures. You're just trying to make.
God.
You're trying to impress her with a couple black friends. How am I being?
Don't do this right now. Don't do this right now.
Oh no.
Here we go.
See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. This is perfect. I'm gonna break the ice. Go for it.
Is Terrell in that group, or is he just trying to make black friends?
I think he's just trying to make black friends.
Absolutely.
Charlie.
Do you play Bones, Charlie?
I dabble.
Do you want to play? I could get you a game.
No, I shouldn't. I'm never good, so.
I don't think he's ever played.
You're really good.
Well, what's the game?
It's Bones, time, Dominoes.
You know? Oh, okay.
Oh, come on.
All right, maybe just one game.
I was completely wrong.
I dabble.
Why do these people like you more than they like me?
Oh, whoa, well, maybe it's comments like that.
I meant those people in there. Not supposed to say messages.
You should say something different. You should figure
maybe
something
you
else
should
out
not be
go
so
with
judgmental.
That.
Huh? Hey.
I'm Janelle.
Oh, hi.
You got some moves out there, Charlie.
Thanks, you know.
I wanted to give you this.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Give me a call sometime.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. What are you doing, dude?
What?
That girl's gorgeous. She's like the perfect opportunity to prove that we're not racist. Well, she probably has friends.
Come on, if anything, I think we should be focused on black men, first of all.
Why?
We don't really need, you know, we need black guys, so.
Black guys? What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
Is this about that waitress at the coffee shop, dude?
Oh, my God.
Dude, what? You are obsessed with this
no,
chick.
No, I'm not.
Let me see your wallet.
Why?
Are you still carrying a picture of her in your wallet?
No.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean...
Stop making a scene!
Stop making a scene!
Give me the wallet! I can't get the goddamn... It's okay, everybody.
You're making a scene.
I'm making a scene. Get the wallet. I got it.
Good.
Okay. Hold on a second. Ha! Ha! Give it to me.
What are you doing?
Wow.
Okay, you found it. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna tear
no,
it out, Charlie.
Come on, just give me it. I'll call her. I'll call the black girl. Okay.
We're cool. We're good.
Oh God! Stop it.
Thanks, guys.
That's the goofy music.
The craziest dream last night that I was in Cleveland, Ohio, which is really weird because I've never even been to Ohio. And this guy was wearing a bunny suit and he was coming.
You know what, Dee? I don't want to hear about your dreams, okay? I hate listening to people's dreams. It's like flipping through a stack of photographs. If I'm not in any of them and nobody's having sex, I don't care.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wow. I would listen to your dreams.
Yeah, yeah. He's really rude.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Their brother and sister. Hey.
Oh, that's okay, guys, then.
Terrell. How are you?
Hey, what's up? What's up? What are you doing?
What's going on, though?
Dinner?
What was
that?
He's got to be gay.
All right, man.
The way he looked at him as well earlier.
Good, man.
Oh.
Listen,
And I bet you, he's like, I tore his ass up.
Yeah.
Oh,
come on. Okay.
I reckon it's that.
Yep, in the alleyway. Yeah. Yep, yeah. Yep. Man, you're right on that.
Rule number one, always keep a line.
And all these people are going to be guys, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yep, they're all going to be...
Look!
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. Yep. Wow. Turned it into a gay bar. That's awesome.
And she got nothing.
Hey, this is crazy. I know, Terrell packed them in. Look at this.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah, they were just saying. Yeah, there's a lot of dudes.
A lot of dudes.
Can I get you boys?
Oh, we wanted to wait for the cute one.
What cute one?
You saw your cousin Brett by the jukebox? Oh, yeah.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, how you doing? What's up, Brad? Can you believe this crowd?
Oh, it's something else.
Gentlemen, I understand my services have been requested. I actually got a couple of services I'd like to request.
Whoa.
Man, I'm not. You have the most beautiful eyes.
Okay, man, but I'm really
so blue. Really more of a blue green, actually.
I'm really proud of you, man.
No. Wow.
What do you mean? You guys are running the hottest gay bar in Philadelphia.
There it is.
That was good. Is that it? No? Okay.
No! What in the hell is your problem?
How could you not tell me you were gay?
I'm a musical theater actor.
Oh, wow.
Philadelphia. I didn't think it was that big a secret.
People have been coming on to you for like weeks now.
Just thought you were into gay dudes.
I am not into gay dudes.
Apparently you are.
Okay, well, you know what? The guys hired you to promote their bar and you turned it into a gay bar. They are not happy.
This is great.
Wow.
Well, we have to embrace the situation.
We should totally embrace the situation.
We're a gay bar from now on.
Oh, absolutely, man.
No goddamn way. Have you guys seen this? Looking for that new hotspot to spot that stud? Well, Patty's Irish Pub has plugged that hole.
That's a nice notice.
Not bad. No, it's not a nice notice. I don't want to be plugging anybody's holes.
I'm going to have to agree with Mac on this one.
Well, of course you are.
I made $300 last night. How much did you make?
Oh, okay. First of all, that's rude. And that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
That's exactly what you're talking
about.
That's exactly what you're talking about. Listen, guys, I don't think we have much of a choice. We need to do this.
If
you guys
remember, I guess I didn't share their tips.
One of the major reasons we got this bar in the first place was to get laid.
Maybe you did it to get laid. I got a little something I like to call business ethics.
Business ethics? Charlie, the only reason you don't care is because you have black girls hanging all over you for no reason. Okay. You're gonna screw it up.
Screw it up? I happen to have a date with a nice young lady today.
Oh.
Ouch.
Look, you guys, it's a purely fiscal decision.
Oh, bullshit. I don't care about the money, you just like the attention.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Everybody look at me. You know exactly what I mean, pretty boy.
Handsome.
Hey, beautiful.
Hey, sexy.
Hey, hoss.
I just get along really well with those guys.
You get along right? They're vibing.
No, you're leading them on. You're not gay. You're just really, really vain.
Okay, time out. Here's what we should do. Let's take a vote. All right?
Fine.
Okay.
All those in favor of Patty's Pub remaining a gay
bar. It's gonna
be
50-50.
I opposed.
Mm-hmm. Keeping in mind that you don't get a vote. Because,
why?
Because you're the bartender.
You're
not
bartender.
One of the owners.
No.
Sure. Sweet gets a vote.
No,
she doesn't get a vote.
All people who own the bar who are opposed say nay. All people who own the bar who are opposed say nay.
Nay.
Two against one. Oh, well. Patty's Irish Pub will henceforth remain the hottest gay bar in Philadelphia.
I like how they establish through just general conversation like things that we need to know, like those three own the bar and she's the bartender.
Mm. It's a good establishment.
Hey, hey,
what's Puppy?
Oh, here we go.
What is he going to do to ruin this?
Thank you, that's so sweet. Hi. So where are we going?
Well, I thought we'd go grab a drink.
Oh, I want one so bad.
Right. Where are they going?
Oh, a coffee shop. I thought you meant like a drink at a bar.
Yeah, absolutely. Here, why don't you...
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll go up and get the coffee. What would you
like? Oh, it's...
I don't really drink
this.
Yeah, where she is.
Yeah.
See, I'm not racist.
What do you want, Charlie?
What do you want, Charlie? Well, I'd like you to take a look at the lovely young African-American woman sitting at the table.
Wow.
There.
You'll be subtle.
Okay.
That woman is my friend.
Wow. Good for you.
So, the other day, when you heard me saying something about certain people hanging from said rafters, and I was quoting a friend of mine...
What are you
who
trying to
happened...
say? Spit it out.
Well, maybe now that you know that I'm not racist, you and I could maybe go on a little...
Dude, N... Oh. How many times do I have to say it to you?
One time is fine.
Well,
one
apparently
time
is... one time is
well,
not fine because
no,
I said it.
No, I well, one time per time.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on up here? Oh, not too much. Charlie's
just
being a prick. He's not racist. And then he asked me out on a date. Charlie.
Wow.
Is this true?
Did that upset you?
Doctor, this thing looks really bad.
I did.
What'd he say?
He said that Janelle punched me in my eye.
All right, well, you need to keep the eye. Wait, her name's Janelle?
Yeah, Janelle Jenkins. She got a hell of a right hand. And she also said that if she ever saw me again, she'd...
Look at him, like the cutoff, the cutoff shirt.
Are you seeing this? You got black women crawling all over you, and this Mary over here is the belle of the ball. Why do these people like you guys so much?
Well, dude, it's not that they like us, it's that they don't like you. You know why? Because you're an asshole.
Wow. All right.
Is that true?
Yeah, kind of. Hey, listen, can I talk to you in the back for a second?
What's up?
You know that girl Charlie's talking about, that Janelle? I know her.
Okay, so what?
So I think I know how we can solve this whole gay mess.
Great, how?
Okay, first we gotta start with Dennis. Can you get him so drunk tonight on tequila, but like a lot of it, enough that maybe he might hurt himself?
So. Yeah, sure, no problem. All
right. No dramas.
Where you going?
I gotta talk to a couple of friends from my acting class, but seriously, blackout drunk.
All right. Okay, so you did the lime first and then the shot, right?
No. Dude, you take the salt.
Take the salt.
And then you take the shot.
Okay.
Wow.
And ooh. Then you suck on the lime.
Okay. Okay. Why don't you show me again because I'm getting a little bit confused.
You lick
the salt,
it.
Lick it.
And then you slam it.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Oh, that's a huge shot as well.
Hmm.
Oh, that's great. All right, so I'm going to do the shot first.
No. Oh, please, dude. You're not listening.
Well, I'm just not getting it, bro. So I think maybe
the
if
salt
you
first.
The salt first.
And then
oh,
the lime.
You're good at it, though. Show me again, because I'm not... The salt first, then the lime.
Is that it?
Is that blackout drunk?
Oh god. Oh, there's why is they use condoms there? What have they done to him?
Ah. Oh, okay.
God.
Yep. Okay, there's no way that's not a guy.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
Nice.
Why did he just lick his hand?
Hello, lover.
Whoa! What the hell? What is going on here?
Relax, stud. You got nothing to be ashamed about.
What the f- What does that mean? Did we have-
No. Don't be silly. It was all hands.
How's that ass feel?
I'm really glad glad you decided to embrace this. You're doing the right thing here, bro.
I think so too, dude. You know, I feel really good about broadening my horizons, you know?
It's gonna be fun. It's a good business decision.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh. I don't want to own a gay bar anymore.
What, dude? Oh no, what happened?
I was doing some thinking and, you know, I think we had our little experiment. It was great, but, you know, we should go back to normal.
Oh, you had an experiment and you want to go back to the way it was before the experiment?
The bar. We had our experiment with the bar and, you know, it was great. Just go back to normal.
Yeah, so you're done experimenting then? Or are you going to experiment some more?
Experimenting. Hey, Dennis, what's up?
Listen, I got you some new CDs, right? Because the music you had in the jukebox was a little bit stale, you know what I mean? Also, first thing we got to do is get rid of these shamrocks, because nothing scares gays and black folks like Irish crap, you know what I mean?
All right, man, can we talk for a second, though, in private?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, so listen, Terrell, it's not really
working. Private, it's like three steps away.
There you go.
I don't understand. I thought you guys were happy.
No, we were happy, but then Dennis had an experiment, and he wants to go back to normal after the experiment.
Yeah, I mean, we had the little experiment. What are you saying?
You're ridiculous. You're ridiculous. We're making a lot of money here. This is dumb idea.
Yes.
Thank you. Look, everybody, Sweet D's here.
Hey, everybody.
Whoa, what are you doing here?
Charlie?
Whoa, what is going on here? You guys know each other?
Yeah, that's a crazy bitch that punched me in my eye.
Charlie! That's my sister.
Oh.
Now, just to clarify, my sister. Yes. Okay, this is great. Because earlier, you were implying that I was racist because you thought that I was implying that all black people are related. And then it turns out that you people actually are.
Oh my God.
No, well, that's not what I meant. Hold on a second. I meant that you two actually are.
Mac?
Just, yep.
Stop talking.
Yeah. God.
111,
112, 113,
$114.
On a Saturday night. We are back to normal.
They seem to drink a lot of their profits.
Mm.
I gotta know. What exactly did you tell those guys from your acting class to do to Dennis?
Oh, yeah, no, I forgot to tell you. That didn't work out. Yeah, I couldn't get a hold of those guys.
Then why was he so freaked out?
How's that ass feeling?
All right. Wow, that's quite a start to a series there, Dean. What do you think of that first episode there?
Fantastic. Like, clever writing, funny, insightful, awkward.
Yep.
It's good.
Oh, so much cringe already. Yeah. And they weren't afraid to push the boundaries in the very first episode. So it really sets the tone for, you know, what's coming up. Like, there's going to be no holds bars. And these guys are all, they're very willing to just, like, make the other, like, humiliate each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just hang shit on each other and do what they have to do. Yeah. Even if it means, like, the cost of the business. Business doesn't seem to mind them too much.
They don't really care about the business.
No. I can see a lot of bar shenanigans, lots of drinking, and lots of hanging shit on each other and making everyone feel uncomfortable, which I'm all for.
Yeah, cheers to that.
Yeah. All right, patrons, episode one is done. I think it's safe to say we'll continue on with this for, at least a little bit longer.
There will be an episode two.
Absolutely. So that'll be up soon enough. So we'll see you for episode two. When he's done with his yawn. There you go.
Bye.